Another day of gloomy markets on Tuesday. Winter wheat planting progressed 10% last week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of September. Cattle futures continued lower with outside markets on Tuesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.02 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 67 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was steady in the Southern Plains Tuesday at $143 a hundredweight on slow trade and moderate demand. Elsewhere, trade was inactive on light demand. Last week, live prices were $144 to $145 in Nebraska and $145 to $148 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $228 to $232 in Nebraska and $227 to $243 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.07 higher Tuesday afternoon at $248.91 a hundredweight. Select was $1.27 lower at $222.08. Corn futures closed 1 to 2 cents higher through July of 23 and then mostly unchanged to fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower through August of 23 and then mostly fractionally higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Tuesday as a relief rally from recent steep losses fell short. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 125 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 26 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.14 to $1.79 higher through the front six contracts. Winter wheat planting increased 10% for the week ending September 25th, according to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report. 31% of winter wheat was planted, which was 10% more than the previous week, 1% less than last year, but 1% more than the five-year average. 9% was emerged, which was 7% more than the previous week, 2% more than last year, and 3% more than average. 26% of pasture and range was rated as good or excellent, which was 2% less than a week earlier, but 3% more than a year earlier. Conversely, 43% was rated as poor or very poor, which was the same as the previous week, but 3% less than a year earlier. 92% of corn was dented, which was 4% less than last year and 2% less than the five-year average. 58% was mature, which was 14% less than a year earlier and 3% less than average. 12% was harvested, which was 5% less than last year and 2% less than the average. 52% was rated as good or excellent, which was the same as the prior week, but 7% less than a year earlier. 21% was rated poor or very poor, the same as a week earlier, but 6% more than a year earlier. Finally, 63% of soybeans were dropping leaves, which was 10% less than last year and 2% less than the average. 8% were harvested, compared to 15% last year and 13% for average. 55% were rated as good or excellent, which was the same as the previous week and 3% less than the prior year. 15% were rated poor or very poor, which was the same as the previous week, but 1% more than the prior year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.